Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Niels Lindquist was an accomplished cabinet maker who converted to Mormonism and emigrated from Sweden to Salt Lake City in 1863. He built furniture in Salt Lake, and a bed he built is in the Beehive House today. Called by Brigham Young to help settle the Logan area in 1868, Lindquist set up a furniture shop that became the leading business of its kind in Cache Valley. It was difficult to get hardwoods in Utah, so most of the furniture in the territory was built of cedar, pine, and aspen, which affected design and use. Furniture legs made of softwoods had to be thicker than those of hardwoods to support the same weight, so Utah furniture had an awkward appearance. Lindquist's furniture, however, though made of softwoods, was characterized by graceful lines. With the coming of the railroad to Cache Valley in 1873, it suddenly became possible to import hardwood furniture from the East at a reasonable cost. In spite of Mormon leaders' encouragement that members should only buy locally made goods, the rush to the more fashionable hardwoods was on. Like most furniture makers and carpenters, Lindquist made coffins as part of his business. When the railroad came, he began selling imported furniture as well as his own, and the coffin business remained steady. So Lindquist changed the name of his business to N.A. Lindquist Furniture and Undertaking Goods. Eventually, the trend away from home-manufactured furniture in favor of imported pieces took its toll. When the business passed to Lindquist's son, Charles, he moved to Ogden and in 1885 turned the business entirely to coffin-making and undertaking, founding the Lindquist Mortuaries, which still operate in Weber and Davis counties today. Consumers' preference for imported furniture eventually put all local cabinet makers out of business. Some switched to general carpentry and building, and some, like the Lindquists, found another profession that at first blush may seem unrelated, but which was a logical transition for a cabinet maker of the late 19th century. For the Beehive Archive, a joint production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org.